听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, let's continue our lesson on fashion. Yesterday we discussed who the key players are making the decisions about what's in style and what's not in style. Today we'll look at what's in fashion this season. Now, pay attention because these fashions are likely to change very quickly. Here are a few important words we should know from the word bank. The first one is contrast. The contrast between the red and white lines is very clear. The second one is an idiom, bring into play. As in, we'll have better sales after we bring our new products into play. Now, please open your magazines to page 13 and line 1 as we begin the reading.
What's in fashion? So what is in fashion this season? Contrasts and differences mark this winter's collection. Purple is the number one color for winter 2008. It doesn't matter what the shade is, light or dark, you see purple everywhere. Military styles are playing a big role in design. Straight lines, fitted skirts, and belts have all been brought into play.People aren't wearing as much loose clothing. Button-up shirts, as well as jackets, are becoming more popular.
Well, friends, we are still talking about fashion today. Now, yesterday, we talked about a special group, and that group is called the Color Marketing Group. And if you remember, that is the group of design professionals who meet in order to decide what colors will be popular for a season. Today, we are going to look at what colors and what styles the Color Marketing Group decided on for this season, winter 2009.
So, the first thing that we see is in style, is fashionable this season, are clothes that have big contrasts. And the word contrast means a big difference. For example, if a photographer takes a picture and you can see white or light colors and very dark colors, then there is a lot of contrast in the photo. So, in clothes, contrasts are very popular this season. For example, you might see the color white with black or white with red.
That's right. Now we're starting to talk about colors. And in case you were wondering, purple is the number one color for winter 2009. That means that the Color Marketing Group has decided that most people will enjoy wearing purple this season. Now, it doesn't matter if your purple is light or if it's dark or if you have a contrast of purples, but purple will be a very popular color for winter this season. Now, Esther, I noticed that you're wearing a purple shirt. I really like that.
Thank you. I know purple is in style, so I went out and got this number one color this season. Well, something else that is very popular this season are clothes that have military styles. Military styles come from styles you see what soldiers might be wearing in the army, but they are a bit different. For example, you might have a fitted belt or a straight jacket, or even some of the colors might look like it comes from the military.
That's right. Another style that is also very popular this year is fitted skirts. Fitted skirts are skirts that have a straight line. That means instead of being wide on your body, they are straight and they kind of fit right alongside your legs. So fitted skirts in all different colors and patterns are also very popular or fashionable this season. Another item that is very popular is belts. Now we call belts an accessory. It's something that adds to your outfit, an accessory. So an accessory could be belts or earrings or any other jewelry. But belts are very popular, whether they're big or little belts.
That's right. And let's just go back to the fitted skirts. Sometimes we also use this adjective fitted to describe pants. If you have pants that fit you very well, that aren't too loose, that look as if they have been made just for you, then we might say, oh, that's a fitted pair of pants. So fitted pants and fitted skirts are both very popular, and also belts. Now, I like to wear belts, even though I don't have too many, but since they're in style now, I think it'll be easy for us to buy some belts this season.
I agree. Now, whatever the case may be, all of these new styles are being brought into play. Now, that is a word bank phrase that's in our article today. Brought into play means something that is being introduced for the first time. So these new styles like new belts and fitted skirts and different shades of purple are all being introduced to the public this season. They're being brought into play.
That's right. And people are not wearing much loose clothing. So if you have bought a lot of new loose clothing, then maybe it's time to pack them away and get some new clothes. Now, there are two other kind of styles that are very popular, and what are they?
Well, those would be button-up shirts as well as jackets. Now, I'm very thankful for this because I tend to like more simple clothing. So button-up shirts are always very classy and stylish, as well as jackets. Now, these jackets could be tailored or more fitted, as we've already talked about that word, or they might be shorter or longer, but jackets are very in style this season.
And I also like button-up shirts a lot, and these are shirts with buttons. Well, it's now time for a skit, and we'll come back for more later.
So, hey, tell me what's in fashion this winter.
Contrasts. Wearing different kinds of things together.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
You'll see all shades of purple.
Really?
It's the number one color.
Oh, well, purple looks good.
And so is metallic.
Metallic? You mean like gold and silver?
Yes. Anything that glitters. But don't forget about black.
Black? You mean black is back?
Of course. It's the essential winter color. Black goes with everything. And it mixes easily.
Well, I'm glad. I like black. Hey, is military in style?
Yes, sir. Straight lines, belts, and button-up shirts have all come into play this year.
Hey, this winter has wonderful fashions, doesn't it?
Yes. So, let's go shopping for new clothes.
Oh, no thanks. I'm saving my money by wearing my old clothes.
You can't do that.
Sure I can. Don't forget, I'm the master of my own fashion.
Well, master, since you're saving money, can I borrow some?
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are in the middle of discussing fashion. Now, we have some more information about what's in fashion right now. And if you don't find these things stylish, don't worry. They will be 10 years from now. Now, styles change and they change often. Let's go over a few more useful words for this lesson. The first one is glitter, as in the snow on the tree branches glittered when the sun came out. The next word is essential. A high school education is essential in today's society. And now, let's finish the reading. We're on page 14 and line 1. Follow along as we read.
What's in fashion? You find big, shiny jewelry still around. Sewing or attaching bright pieces of fabric on simple clothes is also picking up momentum. Speaking of shiny, gold and silver glitter in the spotlight this season. Whether it's clothes, jewelry, or hair accessories, both guys and girls are wearing these metallic shades. Finally, there's one trend that never goes out of style. The essential winter color black. Black goes with everything and mixes easily with bright colors. Keep these ideas in mind when shopping this winter, but only wear what looks good and feels comfortable on you. Remember, you are still the master of your own fashion.
Now this season, you find big, shiny jewelry still around. Now that is good news for me because I like big, shiny jewelry. As right now, I'm wearing some big, shiny gold earrings.
That's right, and what a nice gold hairband. I'm also wearing shiny or bright jewelry, and jewelry are things we add to our outfits to make them look nicer. For example, you might wear a ring or a necklace or a bracelet or watch, and we can all call these your jewelry.
That's right. Something else that is popular this season is to sew or attach bright pieces of fabric on simple clothing. That's something that anyone can do. Even if you have an old pair of jeans or an old shirt, you might be able to make it look better or make it look more fashionable by doing this. Cut out some pieces of material that are colors that you like and sew them on your clothes. You can also add things that sparkle like jewels to your clothes to make them a little bit more creative and more your style.
So everywhere I go, I see lots of simple clothes, maybe simple white shirts, button-up shirts, or even just a V-neck shirt. And these simple clothes have a piece of shiny material, shiny fabric on them, maybe a heart or a star. And this is picking up momentum. It's getting more and more popular.
That's right. It's picking up momentum. Now, speaking of shiny, gold and silver also glitter in the spotlight this season. Now let's take a minute to look at that word glitter. Now usually when we see that word, it's a noun. We talk about glitter. It's kind of the bright, sparkly stuff that you can decorate cards and clothes with. But in this case, glitter is a verb. It's talking about something that actually shines or sparkles. I might say, the stars in the sky were so beautiful last night because they glittered brightly.
That's right. And they are glittering in the spotlight. Now, if you go to a play, when the actor is acting, maybe there's a ray of light, beam that is shining on the actor, and that's the spotlight. So if something is glittering in the spotlight, it means it is shining and it's in the spotlight. It's very popular. So bright, shiny gold and silver jewelry are still glittering in the spotlight because they are very popular this season.
Now, our article points out that whether it's clothes, jewelry, or hair accessories, both guys and girls are wearing these metallic shades this year. Now, metallic is a word that refers to metal. You can see the word metal within the word metallic. And when we think of metal, we think again of something that is kind of shiny or bright or reflects the light. So shades such as gold or silver or bronze, those would be considered metallic shades. Now, as the article says, both guys and girls are able to wear metallic shades this season. So if you're a guy, don't be shy. You can go out and find some sparkly clothing all for yourself.
That's right, because That is in fashion, and people are doing that. So, there's one last trend that never goes out of style, or it is always stylish, and that is wearing the essential color black. The essential color, or a very basic, important color, black.
That's right. Something that is essential is something that you cannot do without. Now, the reason black is essential is because black goes with everything. You can wear black with almost any other color. You could wear it with red or green or pink or white. So many choices when it comes to black. It's also a nice color for winter for this reason. Now, black is personally one of my favorite colors to wear just because I can wear it with so much.
That's right. Well, but remember, even though we've told you what is in fashion this season, and we've given you some tips on what you might to buy, but you are the person who decides what you want to wear and what you want to buy, and you are the only one who knows what looks good on your own body.
That's right. Now remember, another important thing to consider is how comfortable it feels. So when you go shopping this winter at your favorite store, make sure to take time to try on the clothes that you're going to be buying. Because not only do you want to look good, you want to feel good and feel comfortable in the clothes that you are buying.
So you are the master of your own fashion. You are in control. So buy clothes you like. Well, now let's visit Ken and Beth in the chat room.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the chat room. My name is Beth.
And my name is Ken. Today, we're continuing our lesson on fashion. We're learning what's in fashion this season.
Right. We just read that military styles and metallic shades like gold and silver are in style this winter.
Well, speaking of gold and silver, I have a question, Beth. Our article mentions that big, shiny jewelry is still around this season. I'm wondering, do we have to say big, shiny jewelry? Could we say shiny, big jewelry instead?
Ah, great question, Ken. In English, the order of adjectives is important. You can't just put them in any order you choose. In this case, it must be big, shiny, not shiny, big. Here's a general guideline for putting adjectives in the correct order. First, start with opinion adjectives, like beautiful or terrible. Then the order should be size, age, shape, color, origin, and material.
Okay, so since there's no opinion adjective here, size comes first, big, and then shiny.
Yes, size adjectives always come before other adjectives if there is no opinion word. For example, the tiny diamond earrings. But if I added an opinion, it would be the lovely tiny diamond earrings.
当我们连续用好几个形容词来形容某一样东西的时候，我们要注意形容词的先后顺序。排在第一位的是 opinion， 也就是你个人对这样东西主观的看法，也许是 ugly、delicious、lovely 等等。再来呢是 size， 这个东西的大小。下一个是 age， 年龄。再来是 shape， 形状，然后是 color， 颜色，再来是 origin， 来源，指的是地理上的来源，像 Japanese、European、Hawaiian， 最后呢是 material， 材质，像 plastic、metal 等等。Hey, let's do some more examples. Let me try one. The restaurant is located in a beautiful new glass building.
Right. Opinion comes first. Beautiful.Then age, new, and then material, glass. Here's three more, Ken. Italian, brown, gorgeous.
Let's see. A gorgeous brown Italian handbag.
Yes. Opinion, color, origin.
It seems that learning the appropriate order of adjectives could get pretty confusing. Do people sometimes disagree on what's correct?
They do.Native speakers don't formally learn these rules. We learn them by listening and know what order is appropriate. But they do vary slightly from region to region. So sometimes there are disagreements on what sounds best. But these rules can give you a general guideline.
其实美国人并不会刻意的去记下这种规则，因为他们从小就习惯了形容词该有的顺序，有的顺序听起来就比其他的自然。其实我们平常多听英文，久而久之也不需要依赖这种规则了。
Thanks for joining us in the chat room. Now let's go to the talented young Taiwanese teacher Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看 contrast 这个名词。Contrast 是指对比或者是明显的差异。例如 I love the contrast of the white floor with the dark colored furniture that they used in the cafe. 我很喜欢这家咖啡厅里面的白色地板跟深色家具的对比的感觉。或者是 There's a marked contrast between my old company and the present one.我原来的公司和现在的公司有很明显的差异。接下来我们看的是 bring into play 这个成语。bring into play 是指发挥影响力或作用。例如 after the earthquake, all the resources of the country were brought into play for restoration. 地震过后国家的所有资源都投入在重建工作。或者是 he had to bring all his years of training and experience into play to win a match.他得把多年来的训练和经验都派上用场才能够赢得比赛。最后我们看的是 glitter 这个动词。glitter 我们学过当名词是指闪闪发亮的东西或装饰品，是一个不可数名词。例如 She sprinkled some gold glitter on the Christmas card. 她撒了一些金色亮粉在圣诞卡片上。但是 glitter 在这里是当动词，意思是指闪闪发亮。例如 The diamond necklace glittered on her neck. 那条钻石项链在她的脖子上闪闪发亮。或者是 They stared at the glittering stars in the sky. 他们凝视着夜空中闪烁的星星。And that concludes our language tips for today. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
What's in fashion? So what is in fashion this season? Contrasts and differences mark this winter's collection. Purple is the number one color for winter 2008. It doesn't matter what the shade is, light or dark, you see purple everywhere. Military styles are playing a big role in design. Straight lines,Fitted skirts and belts have all been brought into play. People aren't wearing as much loose clothing. Button-up shirts, as well as jackets, are becoming more popular. You find big, shiny jewelry still around. Sewing or attaching bright pieces of fabric on simple clothes is also picking up momentum. Speaking of shiny,Gold and silver glitter in the spotlight this season. Whether it's clothes, jewelry, or hair accessories, both guys and girls are wearing these metallic shades. Finally, there's one trend that never goes out of style. The essential winter color black. Black goes with everything and mixes easily with bright colors. Keep these ideas in mind when shopping this winter.But only wear what looks good and feels comfortable on you. Remember, you are still the master of your own fashion.
Thanks again, Michelle. Well, friends, we do have some talk about it questions I'd like to bring to your attention. Here are a few that maybe you can use to practice your English with your friends or with your classmates. The first one is, how important is wearing fashionable clothes to you? The next one is, do famous people influence your fashion choices? Why or why not? And the last question, what new styles are you wearing this winter? Okay, friends, we hope that you join us tomorrow as we begin a new lesson. We'll be looking into the private lives of the Jonas Brothers. You don't want to miss that. So until then, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, bye-bye, everyone.